many people think that belief in God is a kind of disadvantage, that being close to God or being committed to His will is somehow a burden that we ought to avoid. I'm not saying you think this. People who come to Sunday Mass don't usually think this, and even people who do think this don't say it like that. They don't say it out loud. It's not so good to be close to God or to know His will. But even if you don't think this, you know people who do, because a lot of people do. Family members, co-workers, neighbors. The idea is that if the will of God is part of your life, well then you can't do what you want. You have to do what someone else wants. And that someone else, since it's God, that means that you are somehow restricted, you're less free, and that's not good. That's how the argument goes. Now, King Ahaz, in today's first reading, seems to have had this attitude. He was king of Judah back in the 8th century before Christ, during the lifetime of the prophet Isaiah, and his kingdom was under the threat of foreign invasion, and he was troubled, he was afraid. On a political level, he had to make some tough decisions about which of the various kingdoms in the region he might negotiate with, if any. On the spiritual level, he had to make some tough decisions. Which gods are trustworthy? The gods of the Assyrians, the gods of the Babylonians, the gods of the Egyptians, the gods of the Israelites, the one God of the Israelites. Which God will he trust in? So King Ahaz is in this difficulty, dilemma. Along comes Isaiah, the prophet, the great prophet who has been one of our main guides through the whole season of Advent now. Isaiah, who had an inspired understanding of the plan of God and who revealed it. So Isaiah comes up to Ahaz and says, you should ask for a sign from the Lord your God, the true God, the Almighty God. Ask for a sign as deep as the netherworld or as high as the sky. God wants to reveal his plan to you. It's an extraordinary offer on God's part. Usually we are the ones who ask him for a sign. And this is a common thing. People ask for signs all the time. We want to know what God wants us to do, what he's up to. But here, it's God who offers the sign to Ahaz. It's very rare. And to our surprise, Ahaz refuses. He says, no, I won't ask. I won't ask for a sign. Why? Well, we realize that his real problem is not that his kingdom is under a threat. His real problem is that he thinks he's in charge. He thinks that being king, he can do what he wants. It's all on him. Regardless of what God wants or what's good or what's right, it's all up to the will of Ahaz. In other words, King Ahaz won't ask for a sign from God because he doesn't want to know the will of God. He doesn't want God to interfere with his plans. He wants to be free to do what he wants to do. A sign would just complicate things. Now that's exactly the attitude of a lot of people. They don't want God to interfere or to complicate their lives. Well then, Isaiah hits him with another surprise. God not only offers a sign, but he even gives him a sign after he has refused it. He says, I'm going to give you a sign anyway. And the sign is, you know this, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Now, we don't know what Isaiah or Ahaz thought of that prophecy at the moment. Who is this virgin who's going to conceive? Almost certainly they never thought it meant that she would conceive and remain a virgin, because that's impossible. But whatever they thought, we'll leave that up to the side. and move forward. Now, before you conclude that this is just an interesting old story from 8th century BC, think for a moment about times in your own life when you were facing a decision, and you became aware of the will of God, or the possibility that God might reveal His will to you. Whether you wanted it or not, whether you wanted to know God's will or not, sometimes He reveals His will to us. This often happens in an awakening of our conscience. Our conscience is the part of us that is sensitive to what's right and wrong. It's sensitive to what God wants. And that sometimes that light bulb lights up for us and we realize something we didn't think before. We don't always have an Isaiah around to tell us or a divine sign, but we do have the capacity to know what's right and what's wrong. For example, we learned that a client of ours or a business partner is breaking the law, and we realize we can no longer do business with him. Now, we wish we didn't know that, but now we know, and we have to say that I can't cooperate with that corruption. Or we might find out that we've run out of money, and then we can't continue with the project or with the plans we had or what we were going to do. Or we might learn that someone has been offended by what we said or what we did. We didn't intend it, but that's what happened. And now we have to figure out how to relate to this person who's so offended by us. In other words, we receive a sign, you could call it that, a word, an insight, and it places an obligation on us. Now we have to do something we didn't expect to have to do. It happens in positive ways too. It's not only negative things. After all, the sign from Isaiah was a very positive one. And we get positive signs, suddenly get a promotion, maybe a visa gets approved, pass an exam, whatever, might inherit some money, or a big one, an unexpected pregnancy, a new life in the family. It's a sign. God wants a new life to enter into your life. Now, if we didn't know that, if we didn't see that or experience it, if we didn't get that sign, we would be free to continue as before. But now we have to change our plans. God has interfered. We all have this experience. I just hope you can think of examples in your own life of God interfering or making His will known. So the situation of King Ahaz is not all that strange. The details are different than in our own lives, but the moral challenge is the same. We're not the king of a country, as he was, but we are in charge of our own life. We're all kings of our own life. Do we want God showing us how He wants things done or not? And when God does reveal His will to us, how do we respond? How do you respond? It's a very important Advent question. Advent, this is a season in which we are preparing for the coming of the Lord. This is the fourth Sunday already. Advent has gone by so quickly. When He comes, will we be ready? He came on Christmas Day. We're going to celebrate that 1 week from today. He came on Christmas Day. Many were not ready, including the king at that time. Not King Ahaz, but King Herod the Great. King Herod the Great, king of Judah. Well, by that time, it wasn't called Judah because the Romans had come in and Latinized the name. It's Judea. They called it Judea, but same place. So a new king of Judah or Judea comes along. King Herod, like King Ahaz 800 years before him, did not want anyone to interfere with his kingdom, with his reign. He wasn't ready. And the danger is the same for any one of us. The danger is that we will not be ready when the Lord comes, when His will is made known to us. So what can we do about this? How can we be ready? How can we overcome this danger that these kings have fallen into? Well, today the church gives us the great example of Saint Joseph, a great example. Was Joseph ready for God to interfere? Was Joseph open to receiving a sign from God? See, by focusing on St. Joseph and on his experience of preparing for the coming of the Messiah, we can better prepare ourselves. I don't have to introduce Joseph to you. You know the story. You know what happened. He suddenly discovers that his wife is pregnant and he's not the father. It's a big, big surprise. It's a big change in his circumstances. The gospel doesn't tell us some of the details we would love to know. It doesn't tell us how Joseph learned that Mary was pregnant. But we are told what Joseph did and what kind of man he is. He made two very important decisions, both in response to what he knew was right. What was the will of God? First of all, he decided he would have to separate from her. He could not take responsibility for her child. He's not the father. Some say that he did this out of sense of unworthiness, to participate in the mystery of her pregnancy, a sense that he should not be involved for whatever reason. He certainly made the decision with great sensitivity to Mary's situation. He would not expose her to the law. He would not publicly shame her. He would quietly get out of the picture. Go quietly. That's his first decision. Made sense based on what he knew. The second decision was completely the opposite of the first. That was to welcome Mary into his home. What happened? He learned the will of God. He learned the will of God. A dream, an angel, a surprising revelation. This child is the work of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. That was the message. The message. You have a task. You have a mission from God. You are to name this child Jesus, and the child has a mission. He will save his people from their sins. Joseph immediately accepts this sign. Even in his sleep, he's accepting it. As soon as he wakes up, he accepts it. As impossible as it seems, he says, okay, God, if this is what you want, this is what I'm going to do. If this is your will, then it's my will. That's the model set before us now. That's readiness. That's Advent readiness. Joseph puts the will of God, the revelation of the plan of God, ahead of his own plans. Joseph discovers that the sign given to Ahaz by the prophet Isaiah has literally come true. The virgin turns out to be his own wife, the Virgin Mary. And she has conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she's bearing Emmanuel in her womb right now. God is with us. God is in Mary's womb. See, Joseph shows, if Joseph can accept that extraordinary revelation, then so can we. He shows us how to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready to accept his will, his plan, even when what he does takes us by surprise, even when it appears to be against us. Decide to bend your will to God's will. That's what Joseph shows us. Be humble enough to accept the will of God, to take Mary into your heart, to take Mary and her child into your home, to welcome her son Jesus and let him be the one to set you free from your sins. This is the great message of Advent, which is the great message of Christmas. Are we ready to receive it? If we're like Joseph, we say yes. Come, Lord Jesus.